What's the best part of a Dunkin' Run? The coffee? Is it the coffee or the $1 donut or $2 stuffed bagel minis or $3 sausage, egg, and cheese that you can add to it? The answer, of course, is yes. Time for a Dunkin' Run. $3 offer available on sausage, egg, and cheese sandwich only. Excludes specialty donuts and fancies. Offer valid on medium or larger coffee. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer terms apply.
Hey, everyone. It's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
But I've only got 50,000 words to go before the end of NaNoWriMo. I thought that but it's not. Yeah, I've only got 50,000 words to go before the end of NaNoWriMo. I've got everything I need except for that.
All right, it is day 10. I am your host, Evil Murr, and I am here. I still haven't given this podcast a name. Probably because that's work and Evil Murr hates to do work. But basically, I'm here to get you through NaNoWriMo or help you quit. Either way, it works. Pretty close to quitting myself because of personal things, including a book launch by Chaos Terminal. It's out now. It's got more bugs in it. Space bugs. They're nice space bugs. Or they're not malevolent space bugs. But anyway, but it is day 10. I have recorded this a couple of times and missed up the day, and I'm looking right at it. Now, one thing I love is the I Should Be Writing Fabulous Discord, because people have the best ideas in there about avoiding work. I am very proud of my longtime listener, Cheryl, who asks, can I claim the word count from previous nanos towards this one? After all, they were all written during NaNoWriMo. That is brilliant. Cheryl, I would not even have thought of that. I was trying to run people over with my car yesterday. This is so much better, especially if you failed it. You put all the Novembers together and you have one National Novel Writing Month over 50,000 words. I think that's brilliant. I love it. And again, if someone thinks that there's stories that don't hold together, you just say it's magical realism, experimental fiction, and it's literary. So shut up. You got to say that shut up part. So here's an idea I have, because usually when people get to the 15, 20,000 word mark, they hit that wall I talked about yesterday, the wall of writers stacked up. Yeah. They don't know what to write. A lot of times they think that the idea they had that was so good last month has now got it. They've now realized it's bad, when really it's just that new relationship, falling in love energy that you feel in the first 5,000 words. And then it's like, oh, we're going to coffee like we always do Sunday, and it's really nice. And then it's like the next 5,000 words, and you're like, you again? Didn't I just see you? So here is my fix. There are these things called write-ins. Municipal liaisons set them up. And if you go to the forums of NaNoWriMo, you can find one in your area. I'm betting people are still doing virtual write-ins because they had to do that in the past couple of years. But what you do is you get there, bring donuts, because that just weakens everybody. And then you say, everybody, let's take our computers and shift them one person to the right. And then you're looking at a shiny new book and it's so exciting. And then you will be excited to write the next thing that comes in that book. And so will everybody else. I'm brilliant. This will totally work because you'll get that energy back and you'll write more words and they'll count towards NaNoWriMo. And that's what matters. And if they don't want to do this, take the donuts back and table flip. Yep, that's what I got for day 10 of NaNoWriMo. My name is Evil Murr. I give terrible writing advice. If you would like good writing advice, check out the I Should Be Writing podcast. And if you're needing a book for yourself or a science fiction lover in your family or friends, Chaos Terminal is now out by Murr Lafferty. the woman I am when I take off this mustache. At the end of the day, you should have 16,666 words. And I'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for listening to our daily NaNoWriMo Patreon-only podcast. I'm Mer Lafferty, Merverse.com, and this music is by permission of John Anelio. You can find out more about him at johnanelio.com, A-N-E-A-L-I-O. Thanks for your support. But it's day 16. Fuck, no, it's not.